at alcavision.com.
A familiar sound in parts of the Middle East, specifically that siren in Libya, heard all over the place. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Here we are at the start of another week, getting closer and closer to September. A lot of kids back in school and a lot of interesting things going on in politics. However, we are in the break period. Congress is out. Obama's kicking back. And Martha's Vineyard, and others are running for his office on the Republican side of the ledger, if you will. So, politics with a tiny break, while we feel like we want to break them in half, because all the polls that now are trickling in, completely negative when it comes to Congress. I think there are a lot of people that got some explaining to do and trying to hang on to their jobs. In Libya, Muammar Gaddafi, of course, trying to hang on to his job, but it's not looking good for him. It has only taken, what, 5.5, almost 6 months. How crazy. I never, ever would have thought that, and I can remember saying it on the show. I thought it would be less than a month, and the guy would have gotten shot, taken away, given up. I don't know. But he didn't do any of those things. Leave for someplace different. Is he going to relinquish power or not? The president, our president, is saying to Gaddafi, relinquish the power now. And it appears like with these crazy rebel fighters who are, who knows, a band of misfits, all kinds of different people. We don't even know who the rebels are. They are pretty close to toppling his 42-year reign because they've infiltrated the capital. I mean, they are there. Key parts of Tripoli have fallen. That's why you were hearing those sirens, because a lot of people have gone down in the gunfire, and there are thousands of people in the streets celebrating in Benghazi. So, from Martha's Vineyard, the president released a statement calling for Gaddafi to give it up. Let go of the power reins once and for all. I'll give you a couple of quick quotes from the leader of the free world. Americans can be proud of our role that our country has played in helping to defeat Gaddafi, but we regret that this success was so long in coming due to the failure of the United States to employ the full weight of our air power. Ooh, so taking a little slam there at now what is kind of blown back on the president. Like, if we had just had guns blazing, this could have been over a lot sooner. So the first thing he said was, step aside. Step aside. Because you got unrest in the streets. You got the rebels who are making huge gains. They're trying to figure out Gaddafi's whereabouts because they don't even know. But, I mean, clearly, this is the end of 42 years. This is the end of his reign. Is it a victory for the Libyan people? Is this good for the Middle East and the rest of the world? I think that's a question mark. Senator John McCain and Lindsey Graham, his pal, both think it's a good thing. They both think that this is something that should have happened. But here's the question. Who are the rebels? Who's taking over? Do you trade one devil you know for the devil you don't know? Here's Abel Safer talking about that this is it. He's surrounded, but look, Gaddafi still might run.
Gaddafi has got nothing now. It's finished. It's over. They're telling him Gaddafi game is over. It's over. And he's surrounded. And I think maybe he's going to try to run away. And maybe after 2 hours or 3 hours, you're going to hear that Gaddafi's running away to Tunisia or somewhere else.
All right, so he's at the tipping point, but like I said, what does this mean for Libya? It all goes back to the same thing. Who's in place? Who's in power? Who's where in the Middle East? Now, think about this. In Egypt, you've got really the military running things at this point. In Tunisia, you have a replacement player, same thing, replacement player being the military, same thing, waiting for elections. And now you're going to have Libya, Gaddafi's gone. And listen, at this point his regime had to go anyway because of the people that were being killed and the nonsense that was happening. But like I said, the devil you know, the devil you don't know. Who's stepping in there? And who are these people? The Muslim Brotherhood? That would be worse. That would be worse in one sense. So that's a mystery we don't know. And there's a whole bunch of other things happening, like in Syria. So the U.S. is not involved in Syria, where there was complaints that we're not putting enough into Libya, because, of course, we were just half invested, and it was crazy what happened. We shouldn't have really been there in the first place. Now you have the Syrian situation, which is actually worse, and a call for Al-Assad to step down. But he's not going to do that anytime soon. So the Middle East is really, honestly, a mess. Does that concern anyone? Is anyone worried? Or, listen, it's exactly what Ron Paul said. Get out of there. Forget it. We can't afford this anymore. With everything we've invested, how can we afford to continue to do what we're doing? And it is like eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Oh, sorry, Syria. Because you weren't the first one to go. We can't help you. Because we've already expended everything that we have on Libya, Iraq, of course, Afghanistan. Who knows what happens with Pakistan? It's on the verge of collapse, though. And it may happen while we're sitting here talking on America Tonight. Coming up this hour, besides the hopscotch that is the Middle East as far as leadership is concerned, some other things happening closer to home in the U.S. One, Florida getting ready to maybe batten the hatches. Could be the first hurricane of the season called Irene. Might go up through Jacksonville. Could possibly touch the Tampa area. But it's really looking like Jacksonville will get slammed with this if it continues to move forward the way it is and picks up winds. And as it comes across Puerto Rico, etc., it heads in the direction where it looks like it's headed right now at this point. But it's not for sure. That's the thing about these hurricanes. You do get a little warning. But the all clear is not sounded, and the whoa hit the decks has not been sounded either at this point. Because you don't know what can happen to those winds. Does it stay tropical storm? It's really Cat 1 now at this point. But does it pick up winds or does it dissipate? If it does pick up winds, it becomes the first official hurricane of 2011. That's what happens here. When it hits the United States, which is expected to be at some point in this week, what's it going to look like? Is it going to take that course to Miami, through Jacksonville, after it goes through Turks and Caicos, the Bahamas, and does it stay a one, or does it pick up some more speed? Hopefully, its path changes, or when it hits, it's just a rainstorm at this point. I don't know, it looks like some people will be pretty vulnerable. Politics, believe it or not, next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Politics closer to home in just a second, but to round things out about Libya, would the oil prices start to fall? Somebody asked me this question today. Did I think oil would fall if the rebels are successful in getting Gaddafi out, which I can't imagine they're ultimately not going to be successful, but would we feel it? Now, remember with Libya, especially any of you listening to me in Europe, and I want to say a big shout out to the Big Surf in the UK, who listens apparently all the time, and some others that are listening in Europe, that's where they're getting a lot of their oil. They would feel it. I think they would feel somewhat of a momentum shift, certainly, maybe in the beginning. But everybody else, you got to remember, where are we getting the goods from? Where are we getting the goods from? Now, because Libya often was played out as the bad guy as far as oil prices are concerned, with all the negative news and what was happening and the clashing and how long it was taking and what was going to happen with Gaddafi, from that point of view, probably prices like a barrel of crude on the New York Mercantile Exchange would probably drop. That would probably happen. But the increase, especially with Europe, that has resulted from the suspension of the oil exports since this started. Because remember, this happened back in February. Can you believe it? since February. So we'll see some easing there because Libya used to export about 1.5 million barrels of oil a day. And that's pretty much cut off. It's cut off. But that's just 2% of world demand. Just 2%. So when there's conversations about that, then that's not what it's about. I think really, for Europeans, absolutely. For any of you listening to me in Europe and parts of Asia, absolutely. But in the United States, not so much. Just the barrel increasing, so sure, eventually, but it's really the struggling European markets. That's where they will really feel it, not to be confused with what, because that's what we care about. We pull up at the pump. Are you thinking, Libya, Gaddafi, he's gone? Whew. I'm going to be paying $2 like Michelle Bachmann said. No, that's not going to happen because that's not where the U.S. is getting the oil. In an overall, if you wanted to umbrella it, overall, yes, you would see something, a little bit, eventually a residual effect, but not so much in the United States. So don't get sucked into that conversation. I got sucked in that conversation today. Okay, now, in the meantime, the other question is, and I just started talking about this, the devil you know versus the devil you don't know, so who are these rebels? Gaddafi is gone, now you've got these rebel fighters. What do they have, some leader that steps up from the Muslim Brotherhood? Who is it? Ultimately, 42 years he's held power. That's called a power vacuum. So what ministers, because there's some ministers who have defected, there have been certainly people that have been worshipped as opposition figures, and they've got all kinds of political views, Islamist, you've got socialists, you have Arab nationalists, and a whole bunch of other groups. So who takes over, what is the philosophy, and there's massive challenges to whoever it is that jumps in there. I mean, the economy is turned upside down. And you've got heavily armed people that are roaming around. Think about it. Tomas in Michigan, hello.
Well, you know, Kate, Tripoli apparently has been liberated. Now, let's just remember one thing. In World War II, there were a lot of European cities that were liberated from the Nazis. But you know who liberated them? The Soviet Union and their communist philosophy. Okay? And yeah. Those cities, like Prague, like Budapest, like half of Berlin, they were enslaved by that communism for 45 years.
You're right.
So just because something is liberated doesn't mean anything. Who liberates them is much more important. And if we look at it today, in the best light, it is Islam that is liberating them, and Islam is intolerant of freedom. So
exactly my point. Muslim Brotherhood, baby, Islamist, that's not good. That does not spell something that is dealable in Libya.
Yeah, I mean, even you know, moderate Muslims, okay? I mean, look at the Saudis. They don't let their women drive. I mean, it's not, you know, just the Muslim Brotherhood. I mean,
yeah, but they're extremists. They're extremists. There's a lot of the Muslim Brotherhood who are extremists, but they play like they're not. So they can be tricky.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens. But I just think that we should remember what happened. You know, just because something is liberated doesn't mean anything. Who liberates? Who's the liberator, you know?
Yep.
Somebody can liberate you of your wallet.
I like that comparison. Tomas, good point. That's what I've been talking about. You and I are on the same page on this one. Exactly. That's what I said. The devil you know versus the devil you don't know. And that devil could be really, seriously, a wicked devil because this is an opportunity. Are you kidding? There's a lot of opportunities in the Middle East. That's what I was saying. There's a lot of opportunities still in Egypt. There's Tunisia. Now you have Libya. So actually, that chess game is a pretty scary chess game. pretty scary, especially if we're in the middle of this, which we are, whether we like it or not, we're in the middle of this stuff. So what happens? You have liberation, then you've got a military, I'm sure, some kind of military authorities, and what kind of law, what do they have? I mean, you know, what happens? Everything has to be rebuilt. You've got water, power. Think of the things that just in our own communities, like if we had that in the United States, God forbid, I know some of you are predicting that doom and gloom. What happens then? So trying to get the messages out, all that stuff. I mean, it's a rollback. It's a rollback moment. And it could be a tricky rollback moment, absolutely. All right, I said politics over the weekend. The talking heads, of course. I call it the Sunday swirl because that's what it is. You can flip on any channel, cable, or ABC, NBC, CBS, whatever. You wake up early in the morning, you prop up, got that paper going, that coffee brewing, and you flip around and say, I'm going to hear what these people have to say. David Axelrod was prominent. He was on the tube, and he was talking about, and of course, he's trying to get President Obama elected. He helped him get there in the first place. He talked about heavy politics being at play in everything that's happening, and also the fact that he believes Obama's going to have his people back, meaning a lot of liberals that voted for Obama are going to be there again, kind of the opposite of what we're hearing in the polls. Take a listen.
When people, instead of saying where there's a will, there's a way, it's my way or the highway, you have to assume that politics is at play. Last week, I saw the spokesman for the Speaker of the House say that they would not call any of the president's job-creating proposals. The same mantra we heard in the last decade that led up to this problem, we're hearing again. I think that this is such a profound choice the president's supporters and independent voters and people across this country will rally.
So he's saying the party line, of course, that, listen, everyone's going to rally around Obama. They're going to rally ultimately. The party's going to rally. It's going to be there. The polls don't show it, but we're pretty far away from 2012 in a sense. And you have a hodgepodge of different candidates for the Republicans. Who emerges there? That's a big part of this. Who emerges? Who is on the ticket with them? That's huge. Huge. Is it really going to be Mitt Romney, Huntsman? Does he have that chance? Who's it going to be? And who also will stand there, you know, with them, running side by side and tearing it up the way you have to tear it up when you want to run for president in this country? All right, coming up on the flip side, we're going to head to the emails. A lot of you filled up my mailbag over the weekend, so we're going to check it. Stay with us.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver, the best pharmaceutical grade available, and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you, Himbe, and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 cap summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, They come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Take the first step in home security. Install the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and security systems can't prevent forced entry. The Door Sentinel provides door kick-in protection and can be added to your existing security system. The Door Sentinel is easy to install and will turn your home into a fortress. Make the call. 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Or visit them at SENTINEL securitygroup.com. SentinelSecurityGroup.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
By the band. What happened to that band? Matt, that band was out of control. It was like a flash mob. Help me! The flash mob's got me. Anyway, I think it's kind of like that flash mob. I think the week on Wall Street is going to be a very wicked one. If you're wondering about that, I got a couple of emails asking about moves on Wall Street, so we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about Social Security and some other things. So without further ado, let's check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. Here's one from Jake who says, Kate, I know that you often talk about business. Of course, we're always rattling the cages when it comes to politics, and politics and business, unfortunately, too often go hand in hand. What do you think will happen this week on Wall Street? I have to tell you, I have a 401k, and it makes me sick when I'm seeing these crazy swings over the past couple of weeks. How do you figure out what you should do? Because certainly it seems pretty volatile to me. Well, you would be correct. It is very volatile, and it's like craps. I say it all the time. We are all at the craps table. If you, and I'm not doling out financial advice. Do not, you can take what I say with a grain of salt. From what I see and what I think will happen, if you could be in cash, if it's your own deal, if you're running your own, you know, it was a 401k and it was rolled over into an IRA, and you're running it through Scott Trade or, I guess, Ameritrade or whatever, the other ones that are out there, then if you could be in cash, unless you have some things that are just pretty safe, then you could go to cash. Because if your things are, I mean, if your stocks are dipping and you're worried because it's this up and down, 500 points and 400 points and then a gains of 400 points, then that's a good way to, it's a good thing to do. You could sit on the sidelines, because then what'll happen is if you're trying to figure out, this is what you're trying to figure out. We're going to have Saul Alvin back on from Norway, our financial man. He and I have talked about finances for probably four years now. So on and off the air. In looking at these highs that we've hit and these lows that we've hit, you're trying to find a bottom point, an entry point, if you're off onto the side. So that's the key. You want to try to jump in at the right point, but it's scary because sometimes you jump in and you think that you've got this great bargain and say, well, now it's going to climb up, and then the opposite happens. And course, when there's earning reports due and bad news comes out. Now, if the whole Gaddafi thing happens, it'll probably have a positive wave. I'm sure it'll have a positive wave on the markets. You know, stocks fell last week because you had France and Germany discussing what they were going to do with the money, what they're going to do with the Eurozone and how they're going to rescue it or what was going to happen, Euro bonds or whatever. They're trying to figure out what to do, that they had to be more aggressive, but they didn't really do anything. There were supposed to be these discussions and there wasn't really any much of a discussion. So that triggered negative news. And see, that's the thing. The negative news, there could be any primary driver in this. So I guess what I'm saying, Jake, is if you can be in cash temporarily, I would be in cash and just wait to see what happens, see if there's an entry point. If not, then I would watch with a close eye what's happening with the stocks that you're in. If you were at that point at a company where you had to put in what the basket of stocks were, then you're probably going to be dealt whatever's going to happen there. I mean, that's what you're stuck with. However, at some point, you'll get a reprieve. At some point, there'll be an entry point, whether it's this week or maybe next week. Here's another one. This one is from Jan, who says, "Hello, America, tonight. What do you think is going to happen with the hurricane? Are we going to see high winds in Florida? I have a daughter who lives in Jacksonville. It looks like she could be right in the middle of this." Claiming not to be a weather person, but watching what's happening, I said this earlier, there's no way to know, because sometimes these things, these tropical storms that build up, and it looks like wherever the storm is centered, like right now, the storm is centered northwest of St. Croix, and it's maybe 90-some miles from Puerto Rico. So what happens there? Tropical storm warnings all over the U.S. and British Virgin Islands and the DR, the Dominican Republic, too. But what happens as it whips through there? They're talking about 20 inches of rain or so. They're talking about Haiti getting hit with rain. And we just saw that there was a tropical depression that dumped a ton of rain in a different direction over Guatemala and eastern Mexico. But Irene is expected to become a hurricane on Monday. Then it's a question, and it's scary for Haiti, because think of all those people in Port-au-Prince. Flooding hits those people, have terrible housing. I mean, it's more than a potential disaster there. But as far as the United States and your offspring being in Jacksonville, I would say at this point you just got to watch what the maps say and the weather people. If it picks up gusts of winds as it turns around, goes through Miami, I mean, you'll know Of course, Miami's very close, so you'll have to watch what happens in Miami. It's going to happen later this week, and we'll have a better idea. We're not going to know until a couple days, I think, into this and see what happens in a few other spots. All right, let's take another one here. Let's see. Here's one from Dominic. Hi, this is Dom, listening to you in Vermont. First time I have actually, to be honest, ever emailed any radio show, but I am emailing you, Kate. At first, I didn't like your show. I didn't. But then I started to listen a little bit more, and I've been enjoying a lot of what you've been talking about. It does seem as though you don't stick on one thing. I know that is what most people do. They just pound on the current administration or talk about the dumbos who are running for president on the Republican side of things. I am a Republican. However, I'm not excited about any of the choices. I will vote for whoever the GOP candidate is, but I have to be honest, I'm not liking what I'm seeing. Do you really think that Rick Perry has a chance to win the nomination? No. I do not think Rick Perry has a chance to win the nomination, because I think as we go deeper into this and more comes out, people don't know much about Rick Perry. There's going to be some things they probably like about Rick Perry, and he's a decent-looking guy. Somebody said to me, he's got great hair. Ooh, if we are qualifying people on their hair, we are so in trouble as a nation. I mean, seriously, we ought to punt. We need some other form of government then, if that's what we're judging a candidate on. I think that there's things that he's weak on that'll come out of the mix. And one of them, I mean, one of the things for sure is the education deal in Texas, allowing people who are, or children who are in the country illegally, who've done well in school, as they move up and get closer to college, to have that tuition pretty much covered. And it's like 12,000 people or so that have been able to get that. And, you know, you think about this. What about the other kids that are there that can't afford it, and they got decent grades, and they're stuck. They're just not good enough to get a scholarship, or there wasn't any scholarships available. You know the scenario. And there's some other things, too, the female viruses where he was wanting those shots, and a lot of people, you know, a lot of people got the shots and then were freaked out about getting the shots, and the human papilloma virus is what I'm talking about, and that is red hot. And there might be a few other things that I think will hit him as well. All right, this one is from Ann in Mississippi. Kate Delaney, I listen to you a couple times a week whenever I can keep my eyes open. My question is, as somebody who runs a small business, what's going to happen to the payroll taxes? Are we going to see any kind of an increase? Do you have any inkling, my dear? Well, I don't, at this point, you know, we're in a break. But before the break was over, the lean was that the Republicans who were saying they were fighting taxes, they were fighting any kind of tax increase, you would think that that would mean they would also stop any kind of a payroll tax increase. But because that would hit pretty much everybody starting at the beginning of the year. Here's the thing. Now, the way the schedule is, the temporary payroll tax cut would end before the beginning of next year. So you got to think about this. If you're working, you're listening to me, you're working somewhere, you're paying 6.2% of your money toward a tax for Social Security. And then, of course, the employer, which is what she's concerned, pays the equal amount. So is this going to go up? Because remember, Congress approved the request to reduce the share for the workers anyway, 4.2% for 1 year. Obama wants to extend that, but there are some that don't want to extend it. So keep an eye on it when everybody gets back. That's my answer.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are known to be connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
For me, yeah. I don't usually ever ask for pity, but I want you to hear what I've been going through. Living in the great state of Texas, and keep in mind, Texans have been very good to me, but I've lived all over the country. I've lived in the East, in the Midwest, in the South, in California, all over the place. I have never experienced anything like this. We're talking 57 days straight of 100 plus degrees. You say, suck it up, Delaney, what's wrong with you? At this point, it's a stage 2 drought. What does stage 2 drought mean? So, of course, like the rest of you, when you live in a town and they tell you, stage 2 drought, $2,000 fine if you're caught watering lawns or watering plants or watering yourself. So you look it up and you find out that it is true. And this is the weird part about this. They're telling people, if you see someone watering when they're not supposed to be watering, because you on the odd days, you can water like Wednesday and Sunday, and on the even days, you have two other assigned days. So if you catch your neighbor doing it, you're supposed to rat them out. Rat them out! Like, we live in a country of rats. If you see something suspicious, please call us at Homeland Security. If you see your neighbor watering your yard and it's a stage 2 drought, please call the township so we can fine them $2,000. But it's kind of scary. It's worth mentioning this because, and we always deal with Mother Nature. And here on this show, since we're a national show and we're talking to all of you in Connecticut, when you've had terrible storms, remember those power lines going down and the floods? Remember talking to my mother about that, how awful it was. I was scared to death for her. And then we've had tornadoes that have just devastated families in Alabama, the Midwest, and the South. And this has been a rough year for weather. So this is just another thing to add to the pile of floods, of tornadoes, of possibly hurricanes, because we're right on the verge of that, to this crazy drought situation for the state of Texas and other states, too. It's not just Texas, but Texas gets talked about the most because of how many 100-degree temperatures plus they've had, and it's not Phoenix, so you're not really expecting it. But they're talking about rolling blackouts. They're talking about the grid is going to be overwhelmed because now you have all these kids that, as of today, go back to school. So now, when they go back to school, that's more pressure on the grids. More pressure. That's scary. If you have a kid in school, if you don't want them roasting, they're telling everyone to kick up their thermostat just a little bit more. Pull down the shades. You can't water unless it's early in the morning or later in the afternoon or whatever. And listen, I'm a good citizen. You have to do your part because you don't want the place to be bone dry. But I'm thinking with the school kids, it's going to make it that much worse. And I think there's going to be some really, really big problems in Texas and probably Oklahoma, too. And they're, of course, losing tons of money. No question about that. Speaking of risks, this has nothing to do with Mother Nature, but it's something that when we talk about privacy and how you feel about somebody having records and information about you, one of the new things that's happening all over the place, and you might have had to already do this. If you got an x-ray from someone, you have to sign off of it, and they're going to send it to the doctor, and then it's, you know, you've got these health records that are online, medical files. So in California, they say that they've had a new spill that kind of shows how risky, doesn't kind of, it illustrates the point of how risky online health records are. So you had Californians who were their records were there on the internet for everybody to see. 300,000. They had insurance forms, social security numbers, doctor's notes. Can you imagine? They had files that had detail. Like, let me tell you what I read. A maintenance worker's broken ribs. A man having trouble with sexual dysfunction. That'd be nice. Somebody finds his name, his social security, and that. Somebody else who was dealing with an emergency situation because they had crushed fingers. So now in this world, because everything focuses around the computer, does this concern any of you? You have the hacking threats, which I was hacked into. You have other privacy risks that are very, very scary, and one of them is the medical records. Medical information being digitized. At first glance, if you think about it, and think of the easy sell of this. Yeah, we'll lower costs, pass the lower costs on to you, could save a life because, boom, we know everything about you by pulling up the medical record immediately when you're on the street bleeding to death after a terrible car accident. So if we go to this form of medical records, it's going to help everyone all the way around. But what's happened is there are people who are their medical providers who don't want to change. And I think it's because they see the problems with it, that there's breaches. And so you've got these people in your system and you're just exposing them. And the records being exposed, that's a big deal. And what happened was there was a researcher. This just goes to show you. There was a researcher with identity finder who alerted the firm that through internet searches, which is what how you find information, right, on unsecured sites, the information on the 300,000 people were available to anyone in the world with a computer and Googling. That's it. That's so basic. So basic. I mean, how stupid. And one thing that could have happened, and they didn't do it, the information of like of all the people, all the patients that they had, they didn't even have it password protected. They indexed the page. They might as well have just handed it to somebody. Might as well, they should have handed it to them. Ugh. And then all these things were exposed. All these things were exposed. There's one guy I read about who learned about the breach. He was an electrician. He blew out his shoulder on a job. He was wiring a movie theater. His insurance company denied his claim. Oh, that's always fun. It led to a big dispute. He eventually settled. And because of that, it's been a rough road for this guy. He couldn't afford surgery in the U.S. to fix his rotator cuff. So you know what he did? He paid a medical tourism company that was supposed to have a cheaper procedure done in Costa Rica. But guess what happened? Oh, you know how the story ends. Oh, I don't even want to tell you. The company went bankrupt. So a lot of people do that, go on a vacation, have surgery done. He lost $7,300. And then to add insult to injury, all that information was released. I mean, that's a, boy, that's a kick in the head, isn't it? Who knows? Who knows who has his information? Who knows what they could come up with? Calling him in the future? Who knows? You don't know. So the electronic health records, I'm not so on board with that at all anymore. Digitizing the records, I was definitely not there really in the first place anyway. But now I'm definitely not. Do you really want your information, your credit card numbers, your email addresses, and that basic stuff? And then what happened to you? I mean, who knows how they could humiliate you? Who knows what could happen to insurance rates? Who knows where this information could go? I think it's scary. And the Social Security numbers in the files, you know, that Social Security number, how you're supposed to hold it so close and this whole secret squirrel thing to protect it. You don't let anyone have your Social Security number. Woo! Any thoughts on the show? Share them with me, americatonight.net.
I've got a really bad hangover, so if you aren't willing to have a sensible conversation, I'm just going to shut the curtains.
Watch your language in front of the lady, punk!